Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, the voice of the UNC Bears, Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my man, I can call you. We're partners now. We're going to be partners tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, me too. Yeah.
Are you nervous at all that I'm going to screw it up?
No, I'm not. I'll be honest, not one bit, because I know you're a pro.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking. You are. And I'm looking forward to working with you and looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Now, who's playing tomorrow?
Hey, you know what? We laugh at that. I've had some color commentators that have asked that question.
Are you serious?
And they pull up, yeah, like, are we playing tonight?
I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. This matchup last year, Jerry, was crazy. I mean, CSU, at that, you know, we know what they ended up going on to do, going to March Madness. David Roddy gets drafted in the first round, so that was a great basketball team. I think that that Bears team woke CSU up a little bit, maybe even helped the Rams go forward and say, man, we can't take anybody lightly. And UNC, they were coming after Colorado State last season.
I am so with you on that. And I think the Rams were undefeated at the time when they played. And, you know, they were cracking the top 25 or close to it. Maybe the best team they've had ever at CSU, or certainly one of them, as we know. And, yeah, I think it gave them a scare. And they were leading in the second half. And you know, the crowd was stunned a little bit. And Bodie Hume was going off. And it was a lot of fun. So I think you're right. I think that kind of woke that team up a little bit. Wasn't like the Bears had a bad team. But I think they were thinking, you know, UNC cannot come in here and beat us as good as we are. So I think you're right. A little bit of a wake-up call for those guys a year ago.
Yeah, and you know, we were just talking to Isaiah Stevens earlier, Jerry, and you know, he brought up, he said, he talked a lot about Kuor John Cooch. He said, man, that was one of the best performances against David Roddy that I saw all season. Obviously, we know Kuor transferred out of UNC, so but we also know Roddy's not there. But that's still been a struggle for UNC, getting that big man and being consistent down there in the paint.
Yeah, no question about it. It's their biggest deficiency right now. Offensively, they're fine. They can score like they did a year ago. Maybe a little bit better as Caleb Shaw gets better as we go, and he's been sensational already. But they're missing size. They're missing rebounding. They're missing interior defense. I think potentially, Brady, they've got a chance to be okay defensively and on the boards. But right now, they're struggling that way. Steve is doing his best to make adjustments to try to cover up that a little bit. But at the same time, against a big physical team, they will get beat up.
Jerry Schimmel joining us, the voice of the UNC Bears. Well, three guys that were a big part of that game and the season for the Bears, we've talked about a lot. Dalen Kuntz, Matt Johnson, Dalton Knecht. And Dalton Knecht is coming off of a monster performance in that tournament over the weekend. And so they're going to need him. They're going to need somebody kind of to do what Bodie Hume did, as you mentioned. They're going to need somebody probably to get close to that 25, 30-point range.
I think so, too, and there certainly are guys capable of that. The three guys you mentioned are capable of doing that. Dalen Kuntz is a guy that can go off for 40 points against anybody if he gets rolling. And Dalton Knecht is such an improved player, Brady. I don't know if you've had a chance to see him yet. You will tomorrow, but guy's got confidence. He's hitting the boards. He knows he's got a rebound because the big guys aren't around him anymore. He's playing defense. He's making great decisions. So another guy that can go off anytime for 30 points. So, yeah, if you're going to beat a CSU team on the road, even a CSU team that's not as good as it has been, or certainly not as good as last year, you got to have some things go your way. And one of those things you have to have is one of those guys to go off like Bodie did last year. And what I'm excited about is there are a handful of guys that can certainly do that for the Bears.
Let's talk about the defensive side for UNC, Jerry. They've had moments where they can string together some stops, but overall, defensively, it's just not there for the Bears. What's going on there?
You know, I think it is just that lack of size. You know, the perimeter defense is fine. They do a good job of limiting the threes and limiting the field goal percentage on threes by the opponent. But once that ball goes inside, they're so small. They get overwhelmed physically, I think. And New Mexico is a perfect example. I mean, the Lobos just kept feeding the low post, and they could not be stopped. The guys were bigger and stronger and just moved everybody around that they wanted to move around. And so I think that's where they're really struggling defensively, is on the interior. You know, they got athletic guys on the perimeter that can guard, you know, Dalen and Matt Johnson and others can guard guys on the perimeter, but they throw that ball in the low post. They just don't have anybody to match up. They don't have, you know, Theo Hughes is a big body, but he doesn't move very well. And then they just don't have a John Cooch or Bodie Hume that's that athletic player that can guard bigger guys and block shots.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. And that's kind of the thing. You know, we kind of knew that going in, that when Coor left, that was going to be their big test, is trying to find somebody who can really be that big guy. And again, relying on freshmen, that's a tall task for anybody. But Steve's relying on a lot of freshmen this season.
He is, and that's been a really fun part of the early season for me anyway, is watching these guys. I mean, Caleb Shaw is really good. And Steve Smiley, I don't think he went on a limb at all when he said this in the pregame the other day. He said, I think he's probably the best freshman right now in the Big Sky. I mean, he really is that kind of player, and will only get better, Brady. I mean, he's really going to be fun by the time he's a senior. And then you got guys like Brock Wisney, who's kind of getting a few more minutes, and Juju Ramirez, the same thing. And, you know, Langston Reynolds is a guy that's got a ways to go offensively, but he's good defensively. He's getting some time. So you got four very talented freshmen, I think, coming along at a pretty good rate. They just look like they're getting better and better each game, which is what you hope for with these guys. But, you know, I think they're, and Steve Smiley told me the first practice I saw this year, Jerry, we're not very big. We're missing guys inside, and we have to somehow overcome that.
Yeah, and that's a tall task for sure. You called it, though, early. You said, watch out for Caleb Shaw, and he has been as good as advertised. Boy, that's going to be a guy that should be very good for this team for years to come.
I agree, and like I said, he's just going to get better. He's learning. The good thing about him is, and Steve says this all the time, too, and you can see it so easily, so quickly with him, he's fearless, Brady. I mean, does not act like a freshman. He goes in the University of Houston and drives down the lane and, you know, finishes plays and blocked a shot and got fouled shooting a three-pointer. And, you know, just like, I don't care if they're the number three ranked team in the country. I'm going to go out there and play and have fun. And he comes from a basketball family, so you're not surprised by that. But he not only is really talented, he's got great size, he can play the three or the two position, he can guard bigger guys, and I just think, and with the, he can really shoot it. And he's such a quick shooter, too. That's the thing, is by the time he gets that ball and releases it, he's about as quick as anybody you will see in the Big Sky. Catching and releasing, that is so key when you're a smaller player. So it's just all to say that he's good right now, Brady, and he's just going to get better.
Jerry, how do you think these players, and again, I'm looking at Caleb Shaw, too, thinking maybe he has a little, you know, a little extra tomorrow, knowing that it's Colorado State. I think I heard Tanner mention it to you. It's almost like the big brother up there. But, you know, how do you think this Bears team views it? You know, I asked Dalen those questions. They say all the right things. Ah, it's a team, you know, we're excited, da-da-da-da-da. But you know that deep down, some of these guys are like, hey, we want to go beat this team. They're supposed to be the top team in the state, the top dogs. They were March Madness guys last year. There's maybe a little personal business here for UNC tomorrow.
Well, I think so, and I get that feeling too. And you know, I've been around the team all that much the last couple of days after we got back from Albuquerque. But I think they're excited about playing at Moby. They're excited about playing a Mountain West team. And I can tell you this: I don't know if they win, it's an upset, obviously. But they will not go in there fearful. They'll go in there confident. They'll lay it on the floor. They'll play all out. I don't know if that's good enough to win a game like that, but I think they're excited about, you know, being competitive and maybe making it a game. And, you know, get down the end, the Bears have been really good in tight games other than CCU. So, you know, you never know what can happen. And you certainly don't have to go far to look to see what can happen when you look at that game between those two teams last year.
Well, kind of an interesting development throughout the course of the week. I was certainly shocked, Jerry, on the CSU side of things. On Wednesday, before the Rams took on LMU, we hear, Isaiah Stevens is healthy. He's good to go. He played in that game, played pretty well. I didn't think he was going to be around, certainly not for this game, but I really didn't think he'd be back until January. So obviously you root for players to get healthy no matter who you're going up against, but I thought that would change things for UNC, but now it looks like Isaiah's back, and he's on a little bit of a minute restriction, but he's just one of those sensational players that we get to follow throughout the state.
You know, I think CSU fans are excited to get him back about a month early, because that's what I heard too, Brady, was, hey, 1st of January, Mountain West Conference, he'll be back. Here he is a month early, so that's always a bonus when you get guys back a month early rather than a month late. So, yeah, he's and what a player. Oh, my gosh. He just in the second half of last year's game against UNC, he was going to make sure the Rams were not going to get beat. They were not going to get beat by UNC as long as he was on that team. And that's the kind of guy that he can be on a court to will his team to win. Not only is he talented, but he's competitive. So, yeah, good for Rams fans. Like you said, he'll be limited with his minutes. And he did play pretty well on Wednesday, but at the same time, he's probably not going to be 100% against the Bears.
Jerry, any pointers for me tomorrow as we get set? I haven't done color commentary in a long time, and that certainly was never at the Division I basketball ranks.
You know what? We should reverse that. I should be asking you for pointers.
I have none for you, man. I mean, it's as smooth as butter listening to Jerry Schimmel broadcast again.
Brad, you'll be great. You know how to do this, so don't worry about a thing. Don't be nervous. We'll just have a lot of fun and have a great broadcast.
All right, and that's it's in Fort Collins, right? That's Moby. Is it called Moby Arena? Okay.
They're called the Rams, not the Buffaloes, okay?
I will, yeah, I just hope I don't get lost on the way over. It should be a lot of fun, right, Jerry? I appreciate it. It's an honor to sit next to you and do this, so I am very much looking forward to it, my man.
You know, I was telling those guys this morning on the radio, if you're no good, it's going to be hard to fire you since you're the general manager.
I know.
You're the boss.
How are you going to be honest? I'm going to be like, Jerry, give me some feedback. You were fantastic. Well, we'll see, man. I'm going to try not to be terrible, I promise.
Yeah, don't be terrible, and everything will be fine.
I will do my best. All right, we'll see you tomorrow for this huge game, Rivalry Week. I love this game. I love the idea of this matchup every single year. So I'm looking forward to it, my man.
Okay, Brady, I'll see you tomorrow.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Yeah, we'll see. I haven't done color commentary in a while. I started at KFKA doing that with Clark Johnson on the prep scene. Absolutely loved it. But I haven't done it in a while. 7, 8, 9 years. I don't know when the last time I did it was, but I'm very much looking forward to it. All right, 35 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out on gel and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.